This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the month of Ramadan and the fasting of Ramadan in the Quran as Ayyaman Ma'dudat. Ayyaman Ma'dudat. Limited number days. The reasoning is this is a statement of fact. There are limited days, there's only 29 or 30 days. But also it is to create a sense of urgency in us. That this is not going to last forever. These are only a few limited numbered days and we have to make the most of them. We have to really take advantage of all of these days. But also it gives us the opportunity. Because Ramadan being numbered days, being a longer period of time, gives us the opportunity to regroup in the middle of Ramadan. It gives us the opportunity to recover after maybe slacking off. It gives us the opportunity to re-energize ourselves in the middle of Ramadan. If you look at the ahadith about Ramadan, and also just al-waqih, like what is it that we observe, you notice that there's an undeniable energy to Ramadan when Ramadan begins. The first night of Ramadan, the first night of Taraweeh, there is this buzz in the masjid, in the community, that's absolutely undeniable. And wallahi, you can go to any place in the world and you will experience that same buzz there as well, as long as there's Muslims living there. And there is wallahi precedence between them, precedence in the Sharia, because the Messenger of Allah said, إِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلٍ أَوْ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ صُفِّلَتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ وَمَرَضَتِ الْجِنِّ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ etc. etc. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ فَلَمْ يُفْتَحْ مِنْهَا بَابٌ. A very famous hadith that when it is the first night of Ramadan, then the devils, particularly the major devils, are chained and the doors of the hellfire are closed and not a door opens. And the doors of paradise are opened and they remain open. The idea being that the opportunity for good is plenty, the desire to excel is plenty, and the temptations are lessened. Okay, not that they're gone completely, but they're lessened, and the intensity is not as much. But the interesting part is the Messenger said, إِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. When it's the first night of Ramadan, there is this energy, there is this buzz, and you can feel it, it's in the air. Then that energy fades over time. And you can also, you know, see that in the waqi, you know, people start to come a little less to the masjid. It's not as packed anymore. Until we enter the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And that, for us, is the opportunity to become re-energized. It's the opportunity for us to make this month count. I would go as far as saying, the last 10 nights, the last 10 days and nights, are an opportunity for redemption. For us to redeem ourselves. If you look at the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, how he was described in the last 10 nights. His wife Aisha radiallahu anha says that كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَجْتَهِدُ فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مَا لَا يَجْتَهِدُ فِي غَيْرِهِ. She also says that كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرِ شَدَّ مِئْزَرَهُ وَأَحْيَى لَيْلَهُ وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when it was the last part of Ramadan, he would become even more energized. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who never slacked off, he whose ibadah never waned, he never dropped off in excellence, even he being at the peak of spirituality became even more spiritual. Him being kana ajwad an-nasi bil khair, being the most generous of people, wa ajwadu ma yakun fi Ramadan, would be even more generous in this time. This was the re-energizing experience or the feeling that we feel in the last 10 nights come about. And again, you can see that in the waqi, you can see that in the halls. The halls start to pack up more. The 27th night is the overflowing, the masjid is overflowing. It's the most packed event for many masajid. And it's a beautiful sight. And this is across the world. You see videos from all over the Muslim world and you find the same situation. And it's a blessing. You know, sometimes we deride our fellow Muslims and we say, oh, these people show up at this time. These people don't show up at other times. But that's not what is required. What is required is we appreciate the blessings of that particular night and this particular part of the month. The Prophet ﷺ, as I read the two hadith to you, he was described as someone who had extra energy and extra focus in the last 10 nights. He was described as ahya laylahu. He would bring the night to life. What does that mean? He would bring the night to life by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by staying up to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how he would give his nights or bring his nights back to life. He would wake up his family to participate in the worship. Because worship isn't just, these beautiful acts are not just, you know, it's not a solo show, right? It's not a one-man show. We need to involve our families. That's why in the masajid, we have to ensure that if our sisters want to participate in this, there is accommodation for them. Put aside the fiqhi debate of where a woman should pray and this and that, just the principle of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would allow the women to make i'tikaf in the masjid, in his masjid. The idea being that the families would participate in this extremely uplifting spiritual event as a whole. Not just individual men, the whole family would participate. وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ He will wake up his family so they can participate as well. Part of this spiritual growth is the family grows together. Because the family that worships Allah together stays together. It stays together. So we see this from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his practice, that he will become even more energized in the last 10 nights and last 10 days of Ramadan. So for us, brothers and sisters, as we are about to enter the last 10 nights of Ramadan, starting on Saturday night, let us regroup and let us work hard. Let us work hard. Not just work hard at our school or at workplace or whatever it is that we like to do, but let us commit to and work hard in our worship. If a person has done some good in the first 20 nights or the first 20 days of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, that's an opportunity to build on that. If there's some good done, not a lot, mostly slacking, a little bit of good, the opportunity to do good now and make this month count really, really presents itself right now. If a person has done nothing, not even the obligatory fast, we don't condone that behavior in any way. But even if that's the case, even if somebody is in that situation, that they have missed out on the obligations, this is a chance for redemption. This last 10 nights, this is a chance at redeeming ourselves, even if nothing was done. You look at what the Prophet ﷺ says. He says, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi, wa man qama laylatal qadri imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi." This is a hadith that both Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim have narrated. Very famous, I'm sure you've heard this many times. The interesting part to note about this hadith is what the Prophet ﷺ is perhaps implying subtly. And some of the shurrah of the hadith highlight this point as well. The Prophet ﷺ said, the person who fasts Ramadan out of faith, out of conviction, and seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ihtisaban, that person's sins are forgiven. That person's sins are forgiven, the slate is wiped clean, this is a fresh start. Then he says, the one who participates in the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, that person doing this out of faith, doing this out of conviction, seeking Allah's reward, not just following the crowd, not out of guilt, not out of just to show that he's present or she's present, but truly seeking Allah's reward, ihtisaban, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ Exactly the same statement. That person's sins are forgiven as well. The beautiful subtlety here is that even if a person has not done much in Ramadan, even to the point where they have missed out on the obligation, the redemption lies in Laylatul Qadr. The fresh start lies in the last 10 nights. The opportunity for a reboot lies right ahead in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Because the Messenger said exactly the same thing about Laylatul Qadr. The one who catches it and, you know, participates in it and prays and does good has their sins forgiven. So that's the chance at redemption is right there, brothers and sisters. And that's how we need to see it. And that is for all of us. Nobody is above that. None of us have done enough to feel confident that, alhamdulillah, I'm good. I've done my part for this month. Absolutely not. Because the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would be even more committed. And if there's anybody who should have just taken it easy, it was him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But he didn't. Here are we. The opportunity to really make this month count, to really make ourselves whole again, is right there in this last 10 nights of Ramadan. And that is the seeking of the night of power. I'd like to highlight one other thing that some of the Mufassirun or the Shurah of Hadith, the explainers of Hadith mention here. They say that the Prophet ﷺ, when he speaks about Ramadan, he says, Iman and Wahtisaban, repeats this phrase quite a bit in many, many narrations. Iman and Wahtisaban, Ibn Hajar says, Al-Murad bin Iman, Al-I'tiqad bi fardiyati sawmihi wa bil ihtisab talabu al-thawabi min Allah. He says that Iman means you are convinced that this is a act that is binding upon you. It's a binding obligation. And ihtisab is you are seeking Allah's reward. And Khattabi says something interesting about the idea of ihtisab, seeking reward. He says, ihtisab in ay azima. It is conviction. It is, you know, strength. What strength, what conviction is he speaking about? وَهُوَ أَنْ يَصُومَهُ عَلَىٰ مَعْنَى الرَّغْبَ فِي ثَوَابِهِ طَيِّبَةً نَفْسَهُ بِذَلِكَ. He is seeking this reward. This person fasts. And he's doing this, seeking the reward happily. Happily doing it. Not, you know, feeling like it's a drag. Not feeling like they're just dragged through this month, they're holding their breath. Well, it's over basically. No, they're happy and enjoying and trying to make the most of every moment here. غير مستثقل لصيامه ولا مستطيل لأيامه. Says it's a person who doesn't make to see that this is like really hard or this is really long. That's not their attitude, even though it is hard, even though it is long. It's not the easiest thing to do. In fact, it's quite hard. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the strength. But the fact, the attitude of the person is, it ain't hard. Alhamdulillah, Allah has made it easy. It's not long, Allah has made it easy. That attitude is what gets the forgiveness. The right attitude when it comes to fasting. So the chance at seeking redemption, brothers and sisters, firstly, starts with that attitude. We have to see this as an opportunity for our salvation. And we have to see this as a chance to really reboot ourselves. And we can't let it go. We cannot let it go. I'd like to share some recommendations of what to do in these last 10 nights. Because you could go very hard for a night or very committed for two nights and then you may lose energy towards the end again. So I have some recommendations, inshallah ta'ala, that I'll make in the second khutbah. قُلْ مَا تَسْمَعُ وَنَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ وَلِكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا مِنَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا مِنَا Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa ala amma ba'd. The Prophet told us that أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل. The dearest actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the ones that are most consistent, even if they're small. And that's the name of the game. Consistency, quality, that's the name of the game for our worship. So what I recommend is consistent actions in the last 10 nights. And I'll recommend three things. Number one is praying the Isha prayer and the Fajr prayer with the congregation, with the Jama'ah in the mosque. That should be, in terms of prioritizing acts of worship, this should rank number one. Now for some of us, praying Isha at the masjid might be a little harder because of the playoffs, but I would encourage you to not do that. I would encourage you to pray in the masjid, irrespective of what's happening. Okay? Why? Because the incentive is so great. The incentive is every step that a person takes towards the mosque, or every revolution of the wheel, every unit of distance they travel, there is an ajr that's written for them, and a sin that is forgiven of them, and a level in paradise they're raised. Every time a person comes to the mosque and they end up being early, and they're waiting for the prayer, that person is actually accumulating good deeds as if they're in the prayer. When the person prays in the congregation, they get 27 times the reward as if they prayed at home. 27 times. That's not a number of mubalagha, you know, the number of hyperbole, or numbers of hyperbole in Arabic are 7, or 70, or 100, or 1,000. Okay? Generally, these are the numbers of hyperbole. I've told you hundreds of times. For example, even يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةً. One of them wishes that he can live for 1,000 years. The 1,000 here is metaphorical. He wants to live forever. Okay? 27 is not a metaphorical number. It's not hyperbole. It's an actual number. It's as if one jama'ah, one prayer in jama'ah, it's like one person praying by themselves 27 salahs. That's the reward. So the reward is so much greater. So much greater. When a person finishes their salah and they're sitting, while the person is sitting, the angels are asking for forgiveness. Not speak, this person is sitting and remembering Allah, not talking, they're still in wudu, the angels are asking for forgiveness for that person. Once they're done the salah, they get up and they say salamu alaykum to their brothers, shake their hands, their sins are falling off like the leaves fall off the trees when a person shakes hands with their fellow Muslim brother. SubhanAllah, the incentives are so great. And on top of all these amazing incentives, the fact that the Messenger of Allah said, the one who prays Isha in the masjid is كَأَنَّمَا صَلَّى نِصْفَ اللَّيْلِ. This person has prayed half the night. And the one who prays the Fajr prayer, this person is like the one who's prayed the other half of the night. So the one who does both has prayed essentially what? The whole night. Imagine, brothers and sisters, just doing this for the rest of your life, and then meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment with a whole lifetime of ibadah done at night, while you were sleeping peacefully in your bed. Imagine that, showing up with a lifetime of night's worship just because Fajr and Isha were prayed in the masjid, just by mere virtue of them. That is priority number one. For a person to be able to do that, that checks off the box of worship at night for them. That allows them, irrespective of the schedule, the difficulties they might face, the time that they might have, whatever they can commit, this is something that's right there to be done. So that's recommendation number one. And do this for the rest of the night, and inshallah, we ask Allah to give us the tawfiq to continue doing this until we die. The second recommendation is consistently giving sadaqah. Today we have our brothers from Islamic Relief, you can support them inshallah. But just consistently giving sadaqah. If a person was to give a fixed amount of money every single night of the last 10 nights, every night they give $10 in sadaqah, that person is guaranteed to have given sadaqah on Laylatul Qadr. Just by the fact that process of elimination, there's nothing else left. Every night they've given sadaqah, they will catch Laylatul Qadr. That consistency is very critical. And this idea of being charitable in Ramadan is from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. He was even more generous in Ramadan. Usually he is the most generous. In Ramadan he was even more. كَأَنَّهُ as if he was riha al-mursala, like a blowing wind, bringing relief to every person. Quick relief to as many people as he could, alayhi salatu wasalam. So for us, the opportunity to consistently do something good and consistently contribute to charity is a fantastic opportunity. And you're guaranteed to catch the last, the night of power. The last recommendation, brothers and sisters, is this is the time. This right now. This last 10 nights, our fasting in general, is the time to supplicate to Allah. Make dua to Allah. These are the moments. When Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Prophet والسلام, that Ya Rasulullah, if I know when is Laylatul Qadr, ماذا أقول فيها? She said something interesting. She's like, what do I say in it? What do I say in it? Meaning, what dua should I make? She already knows it's time for dua. These nights are time for supplication. It's time to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She wanted a recommendation. And the recommendation for the Prophet was, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. That was the dua that the Prophet recommended to her. The idea being, brothers and sisters, this is that time. I would encourage you to write it down, the list of things that you want in life, the things that are bothering you in life, things that you want to be resolved. Write them down. It's a personal note. You don't have to share it on Facebook afterwards. It's for you only. Okay? And that you ask Allah, oh Allah, give me this. Oh Allah, save me from that. Oh Allah, resolve this for me. Because the dua that really counts is the dua that comes from the heart. You know, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ قَلْبٍ لَاهٍ غَافِلٍ. Allah does not respond to the dua of a person who's distracted, of a person who doesn't hear what they're saying. But here, when you ask for these things, you care. You're not distracted. That, brothers and sisters, that is the opportunity that lies ahead for us. These last 10 nights and last 10 days of Ramadan are an opportunity to seek redemption, to make ourselves whole again. Whatever shortcomings we've had, whatever good we've done, whatever good we have left undone, this is the chance for us to make it all worth it by seeking the light of Laylatul Qadr. And I recommend doing that with consistent actions, because that is what Allah loves the most. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to pray and supplicate on Laylatul Qadr. We ask Allah to give us the Laylatul Qadr. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. We ask Allah to not deprive us from the blessing of Laylatul Qadr. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiyya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin fil awwalin wa fil akhirin wa salli ala Muhammadin fil mala'il a'la ila yawmiddin. Allahumma ahyina ala sunnatihi wa mitna ala millati wa ahshurna fi zumratihi wa qina min hawdihi ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha anta wali wa mawlaha. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Wa aqimus salah.